start you at the very way in Northwest London. Thursday, 7th of Av, 4th of August, Rabbi Mendy Chizik, Shlita, Bonei Yerushalayim. This week's Torah we have been sponsored by families Wiesenfeld and Wittenberg, celebrated by Mitzvah of Dodi Wittenberg, Neri Yoye. It's Chus Shraga Fibish, Ben Anisheva, Hinda, Roberts, Neri Yoye. She is Kerr of Hua Shalimon, Hussar Shor, Chule Yisroel.
כל הקדש הזה אף זה עשה שנה הקדומה ברב ינקי בעודשי כג'סי ויסי דבנים יום נרועם לעודו מר חיליב ומהשם מען אל אושרן עושה הרד ואנס הפשט לעודו מר חיליב a person can just preparing his heart, what he wants to say. The Marachi Leiv, how he'll be Eurechit, how he'll prepare his words. L'odo Marachi Leiv, that comes from a person's heart. But the words that come out are not connected. U'mi Hashem ma'an eloshen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges the lips, the words, and the detail. So Tfilis to Gebur Yishlein, which is Eicha, to me Hashem ma'an eloshen, Hashi should be Man Eloshoim. I want to look at the sugya, which I think is quoted many times during these weeks, the sugya the Edomakas, and trying to get an understanding on Rabbi Akiva and his friends. The Gemara tells us several stories, the Edomakas. We'll pick the second one. Chazal tell us that Rabbi Akiva was walking with his friends, Shur Pamachas, Hoyolin Yerushalayim, Kivan Shigiu, Lahagat Soif, and Koru Bigdeim, Mashma, they all tore their clothes, Rabbi Akiva included. Kivan Shigiu, they got clothes, Lahagabayas, Ru Shuol Shayotso, the base Kotche Akadoshim, they saw a Shuol walking out of the holiest place on this planet. His chilu boichin, Rabbi Akiva metzachik. And the Mefarshim seem to point out that Rabbi Akiva's laughing was because of their crying. It's mashma, it's only because they were crying Rabbi Akiva started to laugh. Had they not cried, he probably wouldn't have laughed. Omuloi, v'primat ha-metzachik. He said back to them famously, Amalohem, v'primat ha-boichin, why are you crying? And they told him, obviously we're crying. The place will turn right. Zohar HaKori of Yumos. Now Fox is walking there. Can we not cry? So Akiva famously told them, that's my biggest nechama. Because I've seen the destruction, therefore we'll see the rebuilding. Famous Gemara, he says, oh yeah. The Nevuahs of Uri and Zechariah, and now I'm convinced we'll see the Nechama. As he says at the end of the piece, he says, Achalin in Skaimon of Osoi, Shal Uriah, until I'd seen the fulfillment of Uriah's Nevuah, I was nervous, Shalit in Skaim, Nevosh of Zechariah. But now that I've seen the Pasuk of Tzio and Soda Techoresh, we'll discuss that in a minute, Tzio and Soda Techoresh, Yerushalayim being ploughed and destroyed into a field. Now I know we'll be zeichet to see Od Yeshu Zekeinim Zekeinois. Omuloi Akiva Nechamtonu, Akiva Nechamtonu. The truth is, Rabbosai, the shiur is too short today to try and cover what I want to say. But I'll try to do it in points, headlines, to try and finish on time and make the point. Many things we can look at in the Gemara. Let's just try and pick on one or two points. Why the repetition, Akiva Nechamtonu, Akiva Nechamtonu? The Shabbos after Tisha B'Av is called Shabbos Nachamu. And the Torah says the words, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. What's the double lashon, Nachamu, Nachamu? How was Rabbi Akiva menachim them? What was he telling them that they hadn't previously known? And what's the double loshen? Akiva nichamtonu, Akiva nichamtonu. I can't go past this part of Shiva without telling you a stunning vort of this which is worth millions. Millions. In Parshas Emor, Kiyodua, the Torah HaKadosha goes through the Parshas Moyadois. We need Yom Tovim in Parshas Emor, the Moyadois, Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. But the discerning of you have realized I've missed something out. Or maybe you haven't realized I missed something out. Ronnie, what have I missed out? What's in the middle of that parasha which shouldn't be there? Yeah, okay, it starts with Shabbos. But Psukim, after we go through Yom Tov of Pesach, Shavuos, and before we get to Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah of parasha of Leket, Shikcha, and Peor. Right? And Rashi asks the Kasha, what's he doing there? Rashi asks, Leket, Shikcha, Peor, middle of parasha, Moyadis. Rashi says, famous Rashi says, is to teach us that any person who gives his matnas aniyim to the poor, it's kilu bonum mizbeach, like it's built a mizbeach, built up for the poor. And if you give money to the poor, you build mizbeach and brought korbonus. Aboisai, I saw an altar sefer, a stunning art. The mokem amikdosh, shualim hilchuvoi, we left with the kolis lamaravi. Tzion Sode Techorish. There's another Yom Tov, which we hope will have a Yom Tov on Sunday. The Yom Tov Kiru Olai Moyed. It's Yom Tov. The Torah HaKadosh tells us, the Gemara quotes the passage, Tzion Sode Techorish. Tzion will be plowed into a field. Well, if you have something and you plow it into a field, there's a mitzvah of peor. The Kosel HaMa'arovi is the peor, is the corner of Tzion, Tzion Tzodet Echoresh, that corner, the cornerstone, the pale that's been left over by Kodesh Baruch Hu for us, is the Kodesh Lamaravi, and that posit's written between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. It's the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av, which is hinted to in the posuk of Leket Shikcha and Peor, because Mitzvah's Peor is what Kodesh Baruch Hu left over for us, the Kodesh Lamaravi. We hope Taka, it will be our Yom Tov. Not much longer to wait. Also in the Sforim on Pesach, they bring down famous story that we say Seder night, Maisa, with the Tanoim, with Mesubim, with Bnei Brak, with the Rebbe Akiva. And again, the Mefarshim point out, Rebbe Akiva was the youngest of his group. And being Mesubim, that meant it wasn't a Chol HaMoed trip, it was a Seder night. Why are Tanoim leaving their families and going to the youngest of their group to sit by Rebbe Akiva? And they shtel through this Gemara, where the Gemara tells us that Rebbe Akiva comforted the Chachomim, which the Gemara will look at today. He comforted them to the extent that they wanted to pay him back and thank him. So that's why they went to Rebbe Akiva. Because Akiva nichamtonu, Akiva nichamtonu, that's why they went to Rebbe Akiva Seder night. Shoim Asubin, Bibnei Brak, the town of Rebbe Akiva, because of this Gemara. What was this comfort that Rebbe Akiva gave them that we'll try and take for ourselves? Kiyodua, in this time of the year, we call it the 3 weeks, Koloid Feo, Hisigua, Bein Hamatzorim. If we look at a very basic point, there's something which has to be asked. If we go through the 3 weeks, then the Seder of events, things seem to get worse as they go along. We start with the 3 weeks, so life pretty much continues as normal. One or two less things, 3 weeks, haircuts, chasnas, shaving. Otherwise, life pretty much continues. We come to the 9 days, we take a step back. We avoid swimming, we avoid doing anything which is Mokum Sakona, we avoid. The 9 days. Meat, Kedua, is off the charts. We come to Shavua Shechal Boy, it gets even stricter. comes to Tisha B'Av itself, the Chamish Inuyim. So we're going up and up. Seemingly, surprisingly strange is why is it that at the very end, and let's call it the climax of Tisha B'Av, the worst point when the Beis Hamikdash was burning, that's when we start, then we start to relax. Off the ground, sit on chairs. 1 second. You're talking about the worst point of Tisha B'Av, things should be even, we should be adding on. If we're adding on chumras as we go through the 3 weeks, when you come to Tisha B'Av afternoon, that's when you should be saying, forget, find more inuyim, not take away the avelis of sitting on the ground. That's one thing. Gemara in Tarnis, Daf Lamed, famous Gemara. Kol hames abel al Yerushalayim, zoyche veroye, will be zoyche and roye. Now, those who understand a little bit of Dikduk, not much for today, just zoyche veroye is Loshon present tense. Not yizke veyire, but zoyche veroye is zoyche and sees. To what point is someone zoyche and sees? When it's abel al Yerushalayim, year after year, in what way are we zoyche veroye? And the title of the shi'i is the wording we say in benching, Boine Yerushalayim. Hashem is Boine Yerushalayim, building it. We've seen Hashem, Boine is a present tense. Boine Yerushalayim. Famous posuk in Yirmiyah Aleph, Yirmiyah Hanovi, was Mekoinen when he saw the terrible Chorbonus. As we know, Yirmiyah did not want to be a Novi. He made it clear. He said to Hashem, I don't want the job you've given me. So Yirmiyah Novi, it was said this morning. Aleph, when you asked me to talk to Klal Yisrael, Lintoish, Re'ei Hefkat Ticho Hayoim Hazeh Alagoyim, Alamlochois. I've appointed you Linsoish to smash, Lintoits to break, or Lahavit to destroy, Velaris and to take down. Four adjectives of destruction, same breath, Livnois, Velintoya, to build and to plant. Now, six adjectives, four of destruction, two of rebuilding. Hashem says, I've appointed you to be in charge of this. Now, if you give somebody a job, Lechoyva, the jobs are very different. There's destruction, there's rebuilding, you tell somebody to destroy, and then to rebuild. But Hashem is telling Yirmiyah, your job seems to be lintoish, lintoish, lahavid, laharois, livnois, velintoya. All together in one sentence. What does that mean? We say, the Torah Kedoshah tells us, the Parshas Kisovoi, Boruch atah ba'ir, uvoruch atah ba'sodeh. You're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the field. So Das Kainim, the Bala Toysa says on the Pasuk, Baruch Ato Bo'ir, Yerushalayim. When you've got Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdosh, you're blessed. Uvoruch Ato Basode, as we said before, beginning of Shea, when Yerushalayim is destroyed, Tzion Sode Techoresh. Tzion Sode Techoresh. When Yerushalayim is nothing left of it, it's just a field. Tzion, city of Tzion Sode Techoresh, is plowed into a field. We discussed before, that because it's the field, that's why we've got the kos maravi, the pail left over. What is so baruch atah ba'ir v'shteich? Baruch atah ba'ir, I understand. We're blessed in a city, it's blessed. We've got Yerushalayim, Bevinyono, baruch atah ba'ir. Baruch atah ba'sodeh. Who can say baruch atah ba'sodeh when Yerushalayim is just a field? We go up to the kos maravi nowadays. Yerushalayim is so destroyed. And that's a simcha. Baruch atah ba'sodeh. That's a bracha for somebody to see Yerushalayim, and it's a sodeh, tzion, sodeh, techoresh. Why is that a bracha? The Sefer doesn't discuss this Nakuda. Sefer Lahagid, on Parshas Devarim, he brings down a powerful moshel. I think Abshalom Shadron is moshel. He talks about darkness of Golus. This is our moshel. He says there were businessmen who are traveling through Russia. Long nights, short days, wintry season. They've got to travel from one end to the other. It's a long nasiya, long journey. Nothing to keep them busy but their good old-fashioned local drink, which will keep them occupied and take their minds off the cold weather. They wrap up warm, they've got days ahead of them, and they take with them plenty of alcoholic beverage to keep them going on the journey. Freezing cold, they start off on the day, and towards the evening they get exhausted. It's a long night, they smooth through the night. About some point in the night they take some alcohol, they drink, and they drink heavily. And they sleep. The night goes, a few hours of daylight are gone, they wake up, Shemvata Choshech. They smooth through the dark hours. More hours pass, darkness. And before the light, they're tired again, they drink some more, and they sleep at the end of the night, and sleep through a few short hours of the day. After a few days of this pattern, they turn around to the driver and say, "Driver, Balagola, what country are we in that we've not seen any daylight? He says, not, all we do is, all we see is night. It's Choshech on of our offer the whole time. Where's the day?" So they're making a mistake. Oso voike v'gam loilo. There's been day, there's been night. You haven't seen it. Just because you haven't seen it doesn't mean it's not happened. You've not seen it. You have to open your eyes and you'll see it. You're sleeping through it. That's Pshat Rabbi Yisai. We say before benching, Hoyinu kecholmim. We ask the Rebbeinu Shloilam, Hoyinu kecholmim. The problem is, Hoyinu is the past. We should say, Nihiyeh. When Mashiach comes, we look back and say, ah. We look forward, Nihiyeh will be like dreamers. No. Limos Mashiach is real. Hoyinu. We look back and say, ah, all the sorrows that we had, Hoyinu, we were then kecholmim. Then, the past, the sorrows we had, that was all dreams, that wasn't real. The future's real, not near, not we will be like dreamers. Then we're going to walk to Mashiach, really. The sorrows we had, how you knew we were. Kachanu. What does them explain what that means now? What does it mean when we're going through a sorrow, we are like dreamers? The Gemara in Nidalam Adalef tells a story of somebody who's about to take a boat, and he got a kutz beragloi, he got a thorn in his foot, so he couldn't take the boat. And later he heard the boat sunk. So he said the pasuk, "Oidcha Hashem, I praise you, Hashem, not my dog, you're enough to be you punished me." Suddenly later he realized that was also was a hidor. At the time it looked bad, of course it was a tzara, he's got a thorn in his foot. But he looks back later and realizes in the scheme of things it's a brocha she'in kamoyu, he saved his life. Oidcha Hashem ki onaftobi. They bring down a story, Pesach Zimmerstein brings it down. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you cross from Yesharim to Gula, on your left hand side is Rechov Strauss. He says the Maisa, I'm saying what he says over. There were two Strauss brothers living in Poland at the time. And the Eden of Yerushalayim went to ask them if they'd help with the soup kitchen and help put funding to Yerushalayim, to the poor of Yerushalayim. One wasn't very interested, another did. The other was Taka. He heard the plight and he invested, he gave money to Yerushalayim. And one time the both brothers came to Yerushalayim and they went to have a look. And the one who spent money, Taka looked at it, was impressed. His food, his kitchen, he saw people, the starving of Yisrael, sitting, eating. The other one didn't talk to him. As they left, the brother who'd invested the money hurt his leg, broke his leg, was stuck in hospital, and missed his ongoing boat onwards. the other brother took a boat back to London and was on the Titanic, which later sunk. And the brother turned his foot, saved his life. And Rechov Strauss was named after him. Rechov Strauss named after the Yid, who Tucker hurt his leg, broke his leg, stuck in hospital, foot up, and saved his life. Oit cho Hashem ki onaftobi. Rebbe Chanan Wasserman explains, if you go past a farm, or anyone who's doing, he talks about, we could look at the building nowadays, but he talks about it with a farm. You see a farmer putting seeds in the ground. You think, what's he doing? He's digging up his, he's got a field, lovely field, starts digging it up. Why is he digging up his field? What for? Making a mess of his field. Mud everywhere, earth everywhere. Not only that, he puts the quality seeds into the ground. Fine, the man comes back a few months later, he sees, it's taken root, things have started to grow. He then sees the farmer cutting it all down. He goes, what's he cutting it down for? Cutting it? What's he cutting it for? He's ruining it, he's growing it, he's ruining it. Then he sees the man take it all, grind it up, grinding it, crushing it, he's ruining it. But more yodov, with his own bare hands, he's ruining it. He then sees the man take it, turn it into flour, and put it into a fire. He's burning it. Navos, we know, everyone knows, that that's the mahalach of pus, of baking bread. It may look like destruction, but it's steps towards the building, towards the final end product of producing bread. Now, B'chonon was talking about in the war, B'chonon's atzasha in Kondomai, he was talking in the war to Talmidim, he was saying, to the world outside, it looks like destruction. Adagaba for Adagaba, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rebuilding. When we come to a day like Tisha B'Av, and we understand that every single step of the Golus is a step of rebuilding. When a person builds a new home or builds an extension, the first he's got to do is to start ripping out the land, digging deep as many meters as the surveyors tell you to do. And the deeper you build, the deeper foundations you build, the taller you can build your extension. Everyone knows that. You don't need to be a surveyor to tell you that. The deeper the foundations, the bigger you can build your extension. One story, two stories, three stories, novels. Would anyone tell you that when a person starts digging in his back garden for an extension, he's destroying? He's not destroying at all. He's not destroying. Faket, he sees that that is the rebuilding. Says Rav Akiva to his chaverim, says Rav Akiva, 1 minute. You think in the future it'll be good. Kegech zente, avad, you're right. I want you to realize that even the shu'olim hilchuvoi, the deeper the dig, the deeper the pain, the deeper it goes, the better and stronger it will be rebuilt. Not only would it be better in the future, even now we have to understand, we are zoyche v'yoya, we are seeing this is, look at that, this is rebuilding now. Because I'm not destroying my garden by digging foundations. It's not even temporary. No one will even tell you temporarily it's called destruction. Adayaba, I'm actually, the deeper I build, the better my building will be. So they said, Akiva nichamtonu. We've told us for the future, say that we can see that. But even now, the present, Akiva nichamtonu. So they went to Rabbi Akiva on Pesach Seder night, where everyone knows Seder night and Tisha B'Av are the same nights of the year. We have the egg on Seder night, it's the same time of the year, it's exactly the same night. They went to Akiva on Pesach to say, Akiva, you emuno that you gave us on Tisha B'Av, it gives us a nechoma to understand what we're eating called Pesach in Yerushalayim. Akiva nichamtonu, nachamu, bo'esh itzato, uvo'esh ato osedev noiso. The Siach Yitzchok says, in Benchim, that's pshat bo'ine Yerushalayim. Every act of destruction we see is the bo'ine Yerushalayim. That is the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. There's a fantastic Chofetz Chaim ala Torah. Not in the old Chofetz Chaim ala Torah. There's a new free volume. Chofetz Chaim ala Torah into Tzavah. It's like a Moyadik of old. Moyadik Chofetz Chaim. It's Mamash Nevuah. We bear in mind that Chofetz Chaim never saw World War II, but he saw it clearly. Be'enov HaGodoy. Lo'y lemar ye'enov ye'chiyah. Chofetz Chaim's eyes saw what we didn't see. With the Nevuah to the Ponav Shagov, that Yerushalayim Etzro will be safe. With a Hatzion to your Plato. So that Moyadik Kavod, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Neskasha. Moshe struggled to build the menorah. Now, my children will be the first to admit, I struggled to build anything at home. I put a hammer nails together and everything breaks. Achkenisht. If Moshe Rabbeinu was able to build all other Klei HaMishkan, I put them in Noyga or not. So tell me, Noyga, Mikshel Zov, it was difficult because Gviyah, for Achek, after that, it was all one piece of gold. Okay, so you're happy with that answer? And everything else was fine with. Urias was fine. Everything was fine. The Minoga, that was hard. That was harder. I'm pretty sure that boy said anyone who could build other Klei HaMishkan would. If you could do that, you can imagine Minoga as well. So the Chofetz Chaim, that's not shot. The Minoga says the Chofetz Chaim resembles the Koyach HaToyah. Kineya Mitzvah HaToyah. So the Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a physical question. Moshe Bominit. The Minoga is the Harlis Ne'er Tomid. To build an edifice, to build a keli, which resembles the fact, symbolizes the idea that Torah will continue forever. It's not the Shaykh. Torah won't continue forever. There'll be Chorbonos. Chorbai Shishin, Chorbai Sheni, Golios, World Wars, Destruction, Holocaust. Torah won't continue forever. I can't build an item that tells me Torah will be forever. There'll be holes, there'll be... So the Rebbe Yisrael Mom in it, throw this piece of Zohov into a fire and out will come a beautiful Menorah. Through the fires of the wall comes a better. The fires of the wall and the fires of the Holocaust and the fires of the Chorbonos Bo'eshi Tzata will rebuild a better type of Torah afterwards. The Menorah wasn't a physical difficulty. It was a spiritual question. The Menorah forever? Moshiach. Tell us yeah. That fire that destroyed it is the fire that will bring it down again. Sechita also says, we say in Davrin, V'hayenu bevinyonoi, v'samchenu besikunoi. So he asks, one minute, we're not going to build it. Bo'esh ata osid evnoiso. Has it to rebuild it with fire? So what are you doing? V'samchenu besikunoi with the fix. What's it to fix? So the Dvar Nifloin, he says, the Shari Nikanoi, which was produced by a person's, the avoid that he put in to the Shari Nikanoi, into the doors, those. So he says, the Pesuk in Eichas, Tovu Shoya Ba'oretz. The Shoyim of Nikanoi, they weren't burnt. They weren't burnt. Built with somebody's behalf, that wasn't burnt. Say Eichas, the Shoyim went into the ground. So they're going to come out, and that will need to be refixed. But everything else was burnt in fire. That's the same fire. So that's Akiva's message to his friends. Akiva nichamtonu, you can't ask for the future. But we've got to realize that even now we are zoiche v'goya, seeing the destruction, seeing chorbonos, and seeing tzoros tzurus. It's all part of the digging the foundations, and the deeper the dig, the better it will be. Yotzim shetakeh b'zoicha. No fast this year. Takeh b'yomtif and yushlami ha'kodesh. Shalada, not by one wall of the coastal. But by the Mokam HaMikdosh, I will taka be singing there, no more kinnas, there'll be mizmoyim, and taka be shuvi the Yerushalayim, should be taka be this year, omen v'omen.